Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, with Met Éireann warning of further severe and damaging costs from Storm Jocelyn this evening, Uisce Éireann has told this programme that 39,000 people across the northwest are without water supplies due to power cuts from Storm Isha. The company says a number of stations, particularly in the northwest, have been impacted by interruptions in supplies due to power outages. In a moment, we'll speak to Margaret Attridge, Uisce Éireann's head of water operations, for an update. But first, Pat Rigney, who runs the Shed Distillery in Drumshambo in County Leitrim. It produces the global brand Gunpowder Gin and employs around 100 people. How has the water outage there affected his business?
Well, here in Drumshambo, the water went off on Sunday evening. Apparently, there was a power outage which knocked out the pumps in the local reservoir. Came back briefly yesterday afternoon, and apparently there was more outages. We've no water today, and the earliest we're told it will be restored is this evening at about 8 o'clock. But it's not just Drumshambo; it's pretty much all of South Leitrim, including, you know, Ballinamore, Carrigallen, Mohill, Keshcarrigan, and so on. So it's a big part of the county.
And what's been the impact on your own operations there?
Well, it's a huge impact. I mean, the first impact is our beautiful cafe, the Jackalope Cafe at the Shed Distillery in Drumshambo. That's had to close. The visitors' experience has closed. We've had to cut back our staff on the production side, even though we use a closed water loop system. So a very significant cost to us, and there's other businesses located at the food hub, such as Chef in the Box, who make pre-prepared meals. They can't operate, and throughout the village, you know, lots of businesses are closed.
And Irish Water have been in communication, but the earliest they say that you might be reconnected is tonight.
That's the latest. I mean, it keeps changing. It seems to be a power issue, not a water issue, and it's powering up these pumps, and that they've lost power. And I guess what we don't understand in the village is that there isn't some kind of contingency plan, generators or whatever, because, you know, we have had water issues before with pumps failing, but this is, I think, the longest we've had in quite some time.
I mean, this is two full days without water.
Yes. I mean, some people haven't had. Obviously, there's the issue around bathrooms, and we're you know, even with the people who are working at the shed, we're working our way through that using, you know, secondary water. But and some of our team don't have Wi-Fi at home and have no power at home, so it's challenging. But the water is critical to get that back as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And has there been any word of drinking supplies been brought in, trucks been deployed?
Literally in the last 20 minutes, some IBCs arrived from the council. We appreciate that. I mean, that's helpful, but we need a flow of water in order to, you know, to wash dishes in the cafe and all that kind of stuff. And what they've done is temporary. Unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to reopen.
Presumably, one of the questions in your mind and the minds of other business owners there is how a power outage can affect such water supply to such a big area. You know, why aren't there perhaps standby generators, procedures in place that can deal with this kind of situation?
We understand things can happen, but, you know, what's the contingency plan, and, you know, where are the generators? I mean, we have a generator at the Shed Distillery. The irony is we have electricity even during the outage, but where's the generators at these reservoirs, if there's a power outage, and they don't appear to have them.
And that was Pat Rigney from the Shed Distillery. Well, let's talk now to Margaret Attridge, who's Uisce Éireann's head of water operations. You're welcome to the programme, and thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. Just first of all, what is the picture we've heard there from Pat Rigney in relation to Drumshambo and large parts of South Leitrim, but where else has been affected by the disruption to water supplies because of the power outages?
Well, look, Storm Isha, you know, had a big impact on power across the country, and that impacted on our water supply. And just like the power outages, the worst impacted area in the country was the northwest. So Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, that really took a bad hit. So look, we would have mobilised our crews straight away on Sunday, you know, once the storm passed, and got generators out where we could. I was just listening to Pat Rigney there, and you look at the impact impact it's had on and the businesses in that area. Look, we apologise for the inconvenience. We have got generators out where we can, but the good news is that the power has been restored now to the pumping station that pumps water up to the reservoir that supplies that whole Leitrim area. Mm-hmm. It's quite complex, really, especially in those type of counties. We have to pump water from the rivers up to our treatment plants. We need power for running our treatment plants. We need power to pump water up to our reservoirs. And then in these rural counties, mm-hmm. where there's a really extensive network, we have booster pumping stations where we pump water over hills. So it's not just a case of installing a generator at one location to fix a problem. It's quite extensive. Now, unfortunately, in that area as well, we were compounded by the storm followed a period of extremely cold weather with freezing ground conditions. So that resulted, as soon as the storm hit, it brought with it a thaw, which resulted mm-hmm. the thaw, fast thaw, a lot of leakage on the network, drawing down water from our reservoirs. So normally we would have a lot of resilience in our schemes where we'd have storage to get us through, a period of power outages. But because of the leakage, that was kind of a double whammy there.
So then it will be tonight when the taps and the water will be flowing again in Drumshamba and those other areas of South Leitrim.
Again, it'll just take the power's back, so all the pumps are working again. It's just going to take time for the water levels in our reservoirs to build up, so people will have, people will see the water return at low pressure initially, and then as the reservoirs build, the power will, the power supply will
return from tonight. Low pressure from tonight.
From tonight. And
aside from Leitrim, where else has been affected?
We have extensive outages across Donegal and Mayo as well. We're working closely with the ESB since Sunday, prioritising the sites for power return, for power restoration. And our crews are out there, wiring up generators at our treatment plants and pumping stations, and also repairing leaks. Now, we're not going to be helped again tonight with the storm Jocelyn hitting that area of the country again. But we would, if people are looking for the most up-to-date information available, you can get it on our website. And if you go to our website and put in your postcode, your address, you can get the information as to when the treatment plants will be back in operation. And just for people to be aware, it just may take that length of time for the water to be restored.
Okay. But Margaret, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Margaret Atteridge there from Uisce Éireann, the head of water up.